Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome, citizens, to Liberty, Tales from the Tower. As your media director, it is my privilege to inform you that the following stories may contain content some listeners will certainly find disturbing. Tonight, we continue with part 4 in our continuing 5-part miniseries, The Tower. But before our tale, a moment with our station sponsor.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Atreus, the smoothest caffeine and the best part of your day awaits you. The real pep you need, a better you, through a simple sip. A cup of Clara caffeine. The clearest, brightest day starts with Clara, with the clearest, brightest you. Enjoy a cup of Clara caffeine today and embody your best citizen. Ask for Clara at your cafe or local shop and see clarity in a single cup. Also, the Division of Interactive Media is delighted to remind citizens, new and returning, of the Liberty Deception graphic novels. Follow the story of one of Atreus's greatest heroes and see the world of Atreus before your very eyes. Liberty Deception is available on Comixology, with Volume 2 releasing May 2020. Open the adventure and remember that Atreus endures.
Thank you, Aurelia. Now, we pick up with the conclusion to the tale by AB3's primary writer, Caitlin Statz. Previously on The Tower, Dr. Fox came home to find their apartment vandalized and her husband nowhere to be found. The DCO's enforcer, Clatcher, is sent to start an investigation into Gallus's disappearance, but it is clear that there is more going on than the enforcer is willing to admit. So, citizens, we follow Dr. Fox as she searches for her beloved Gallus and brings together the clues lost within the tower.
Hello, I am Citizen Portia Abe, and I'm here with Dr. Flora Fox. We have some new evidence to present to Enforcer Clatcher regarding Dr. Fox's missing husband, Gallus Alvarado.
I will send the message to Enforcer Clatcher. He is in the station at the moment, so if you would like to take a seat, I can see if he is available to address this issue presently. I also have some forms for you to fill out.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will wait. Flora, go sit down over there and I'll fill out the forms. We have all the files. We can show him everything. It's clear to see Gal is being stalked, or something.
Dr. Fox, Enforcer Clatcher will see you now. Please proceed through the door. His desk will be the fifth on the left.
Dr. Fox, you look a bit more rested. Hello, Citizen Abe. I heard you might have collected more information regarding Gallus.
Yes. Here, I'm sending you all the files. Flora and Gal shared a data drop, but Flora never checked it. Gal had uploaded a lot of videos, photos, and recordings.
Someone was in our apartment, Enforcer Clatcher. They recorded him. They watched him sleeping and working. And there are the symbols and calls to Albus about the temperature changes. At some point, he decided it was important enough to document.
Give me a minute to look at these. You do not check this account? He has shared photos of your life together, but it appears you do not contribute any files. If someone was recording him, how would he not know? The recording of him studying is around midday, and the recording is not from a hiding position. Dr. Fox, is it possible that Gallus was having an affair?
I did not come here for your judgment, Clatcher. I came here to find my husband. Gal is not the kind of person to cheat, though I cannot say so much about your character. And if I must answer your questions to forward this investigation, I can say that I am not the one to take photos in the family, since Gal enjoys that more. I use the work data drop for anything else, and that has nothing to do with Gal. After a long day, we do not need to look at photos or videos, because we sit down and talk together as the couple we are. Now, as I have found so much evidence to suggest that my husband is in danger, I would like to know what you have done to find him. Anything from his privacy hood, perhaps? Or the facial recognition video?
Gallus's privacy hood has yielded no useful information. He did not have the recording function on when he entered the building, and the hood was soon after destroyed. As far as facial recognition from the tower surrounding your apartment, it appears that Gallus Alvarado never left the building. For now, while we continue to look for clues to what happened, what we can do is increase the missing person's case to a possible abduction and verify the vandalism, breaking and entering for your tower's insurance and deposit. What we need from you now is a list of possible citizens who Gallus knew and who may have spoken to recently. We have his call records and his contacts list, so please cross-check with that first. Junior Enforcer Hosko is at your apartment right now, looking for fingerprints and other possible clues, as well as drawing up any additional data about who could have reached your floor from the elevator or from the above and below floors. Later today, she'll begin a sweep of the tower, questioning residents and inspecting unoccupied apartments, so I can assure you, we are looking. Now please, sit back down if you have anything else you would like to discuss, but otherwise, I will get to work further examining the files you have presented from your husband's data drop.
Revendors, Enforcer.
Revendors, Doctor.
I will be back tonight at the hotel. I just have a few things I couldn't cancel today. Are you sure you'll be fine?
I'm fine. I just need to find some more answers. I will talk with you later today, Portia. Thank you so much for all your help. May the Archon watch over you.
And you as well.
Hello, Junior Enforcer Hosko.
Hello, Dr. Fox. Wait, please, do not come in. Enforcer Clatcher called earlier and told me this was upgraded to an active scene, so you cannot enter.
The symbols, any ideas yet?
Professional or personal ideas?
At this point, I will take anything I can get.
Have you ever heard of a ghost? Like those stories of haunted schoolrooms as a kid? Or when citizens say they see manifestations of loved ones they have lost to war?
I do not believe in those non-physical, mystical things. I also do not believe it is healthy to further remove one's thoughts from reality. Such talk is very unprofessional, Junior Enforcer Hosko. And very un-Atrian.
Everything your husband saw, do you have an answer to it? The footsteps? The whispers? He was experiencing so many phenomena for which he could not find a logical solution, even though he tried. What if he had just gotten too frightened? Imagine, suffering those events, then returning home to see all of this. He may have just run away.
If he ran off, we would have found him in the facial recognition feeds. And I do intend to enter my apartment. There are things I need. Personal things.
I apologize for my outburst. Please, come in. Do not touch the walls or anything belonging to Gallus. We have cameras set up during the investigation. Lock the apartment when you leave. I need to begin my sweep of the tower from the first floor. Reven Doors.
What were you doing, Gal? What were you thinking? Every time something happened, you tried to tell someone, or you recorded it. You called Albus a lot. If you came home and saw this, who would you call? Me? Albus? You loved that hood. And I can track that hood, so whoever took it off you knew that. But Albus said he was gone, so if Gal could not get him on a call, he would have gone down to get him. Something this important, this extensive. Certainly.
Hello. Can I interest you in a test of our new fragrance spritz today? This scent is specially crafted for our boutique.
No, sorry. I'm looking for the tower caretaker's office. I'm a resident.
Oh, no problem. His office door is to the right. It blends in rather well. I do hope you come back to check on our boutique one day. We have a fellow resident discount for the next 3 months as all the new citizens move in. May the Archon watch over you.
You too. What? That's one of them. That's one of the symbols. Do you see that?
Excuse me, citizen. You are disturbing the others in the hallway. Is there something wrong?
There, on the door. Right there. That little carving. What does that look like to you?
It looks like a scratch in the door finish. Can I call someone for you?
No, I need to speak with Albus. Albus! Albus!
He may not be in his office right now. A little while ago, an enforcer was down here speaking with him about opening the unoccupied apartments. Citizen, you look distressed. Can I escort you back to your apartment? You said you were a resident. You are frightening our shoppers and potential customers.
How long have you worked here?
Since we opened the boutique 35 days ago.
Have you ever heard anything strange? Footsteps during closed hours, whispering while you're alone, the temperature suddenly dropping?
No, I have not. Now, can I please escort you to the elevator?
What about this citizen? Have you seen him? This is my husband, Gallus.
I've seen him a few times, walking out of the tower, but not today.
When was the last time you saw him?
Maybe 4 days ago. Now, please calm down. You know what? I am calling that enforcer. Hello. I work downstairs in the boutique. You spoke with me earlier today. There is a woman here who says she is a resident of the tower and she is looking for her husband. She is causing a bit of a scene. Can you come down here? Thank you.
I can show her the symbol when she gets here. Right here.
The enforcer will be here soon. Now, would you like to sit down and rest for a moment? And please, try not to yell so close to the shop.
You do not understand.
Enforcer, she is over here.
Thank you for all your help. Dr. Fox, are you okay? Why did you come down here?
I was looking for Albus. I just want to ask questions and find Gal. And when I got down here, I saw one of them. The symbols from the apartment walls. Look, you see it, right? On Albus' door?
Dr. Fox, maybe you should go back to the hotel and rest. We really are doing our best to find your husband.
Just go look. See the symbol. Please, just tell me it is there on the door.
Where? No, I see it. Right there. Reeve, let me get a picture for the file. How did you find this?
I was just looking for Albus, and it was there.
This is not exactly like the ones in your apartment, but it is very similar. You think Gallus came down here? That he did this?
No, I never thought Gal did any of this. I think someone here. Maybe Albus? Or when Gal came down, someone followed him.
I never meant he vandalized the apartment. I mean, if he saw it in the apartment, he could have drawn it here. but it is here, so I will make a note of it. Can I help you get back to your hotel?
I am not going back to the hotel. I am staying here and looking for Gal.
Do you want to join me? I'm starting the examination of the unoccupied apartments. Albus went into the station to answer some questions with Enforcer Clatcher, but I've been given clearance to open the apartments.
Yes. Yes, I would like that. I just want to help.
A few rules. You do not get to interact with citizens in an official capacity. You do not get to open the apartments or go in first, and you will not touch anything. Only myself and Enforcer Clatcher have been given authorization to open the unoccupied units, so stay with me.
Just being here and helping is enough. Thank you. Where do we start?
The first empty unit is on level 6. What is it like living on a whole floor to yourselves?
I'm not sure. I've been really busy with work, setting up a new clinic for the district, so I've not been home enough to really notice, one way or the other.
Well, we've been at this for over an hour, and we are done with your floor, so on to level 16. This tower still needs a lot of new residents.
We look forward to having neighbors one day. Maybe even some other families.
We will find Gallus, I promise.
I've never been on this floor.
Albus said this floor is being renovated for a few larger apartments, like your floor. These renovations are not a priority, so there is still a lot of work to be done. Not even any doors yet.
Can we start there? It is the apartment over ours.
I see no reason not to.
Whew. They must not run the heater on this floor at all.
It was fine in the hallway. Dr. Fox, I need to take this call. I will be in the hallway. Feel free to look around, but do not touch anything. This is Junior Enforcer Hosko. Yes? I can certainly add it to the case file. That was too quick. Can you repeat that? 4.5.0.
It is almost the same layout as our apartment.
Yes.
What? Hello? Hello? I can hear you moving around. More! More of them! Hosko! There are more symbols in here! Hosko! Help me get the plaster off the wall! It's under it! There are hundreds of them! It's a door, Hosko!
Dr. Fox, what are you doing?
It's a door. And look at the symbols.
There's no handle. I will come back later with Clatcher and some tools and we can pry it open. For now, Dr. Fox, I need to escort you from the scene and leave for another investigation. We will be back when we have the proper tools.
Right now? We just found this. It has to be something.
And we will be back with what we need to open the door. But Enforcer Clatcher just called me in to help with another pressing matter. I know it seems like the world is very small right now, but there are many citizens who need our help.
Of course. We need better tools, too. I understand.
Now, which hotel did you check into?
Thank you so much for that informative session on the science behind fireworks. This year's Founding Week celebrations are slated to include the largest fireworks display in 27 years, with many of the newly updated fireworks specialist Powell just described. So, if your children enjoy the display in a few months, remind them that some very talented citizens made the show possible, and that they too could become the pyrotechnician behind
Dr.
these
Fox,
amazing displays.
Dr. Fox, this is room service. I have your dinner.
Come on in.
Please enjoy your meal, Dr. Fox.
Thank you. When are you getting back, Portia? Hello?
Hey, Flora. I haven't seen you at home. How has your day been? How is the clinic coming
Gal!
Along?
Reef! Gal, love! I was so worried! I miss you so much! I love you!
I love you, too. I can't stop thinking about you. And us. And our kid. I can't wait to meet that kid.
Gal! Gal, where are you? Wait, home? Are you at home?
Well, yes. Calm down, but it seems I've got myself into... a bit of a situation. I got locked in a room again. I don't know which one. It doesn't seem like the lights work in here. Can you come get me out?
A room? In the apartment? Where are you? I will come find you.
Thanks. I knew I could count on you. Sorry for making you worry.
Gal? Gal? Are you there? Fuck!
Dr. Fox, how are you?
I just got a call from Gal. It wasn't his number, but he says he is in the apartment somewhere. He doesn't know where. He sounded okay. I'm going back now to check.
Okay. We've checked your apartment multiple times, but if you need help, and I think you do, Officer Hosko is back at your tower checking out the door you reported earlier.
Yes, she can help. We can find Gal.
Dr. Fox, I am concerned. I am looking at your call records right now, and you have not had an incoming call since earlier today with Citizen Abe.
No, I heard him. If you will not help me, maybe Hosko will. She seems to care far more than you do.
I just mean that this may be an incident for which you should be seeking psychiatric help. The DCO has several recommended...
I'm nearly there, Gal. I can get you out. I'm never there enough. I swear. I will be here more. Oh, more. Just be there. Make noises or something! Where are you?
Stand as true here at Atreus. It also has its counterpart in the profane.
Gal! Gal! Where are you?
And it works without or in tandem with the science.
How do I stop this? I'm not supposed to hear this.
It also has its counterpart
in the
profane.
Gal, are you... Did you do this? Are you here somewhere? Gal, where are you? Please, make a noise!
It also has its counterpart.
Call me again.
The sacred is set apart from the everyday facts of life.
Call Albus.
Out or in tandem with the sciences we understand as...
Hello?
Albus, I got a call from Gal. He said he was locked in the apartment in a room with no lights. I've checked everywhere and I cannot find him. The bathroom you found. How did you find it? Could there be more rooms?
I checked the plans after we found the bathroom. There is no possible space left for another room. Your apartment is as big as it's going to get. Is someone there with you?
What? No. Gal's datapad is stuck playing one of his lectures. Albus, I will call you back. Of course, when Hosko said that stuff about ghosts, the Fringers could have brought them. Infected the tower with them. Does it work like that? If Gal knew this stuff, would he believe it? Hosko! Junior Enforcer Hosko? It's Dr. Fox. I'm here about Gallus. Hosko? Are you still here? Enforcer Clatcher said you were here with tools to open the...
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. If you would like early access to episodes and bonus content, join fellow citizens on our Fool and Scholar Patreon at patreon.com. This episode of Tales from the Tower was written by Caitlin Statz, co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff, and co-edited by Hemlock Creek Productions and Travis Van Groff. The Tower, Episode 4, starred Tanya Milojevich, Ryan Philbrook, Dallas Wheatley, Jesse Hendricks, Sean Daniel Francis, and Daniel Thorison. The music for this season of Tales from the Tower was written by Brandon Boone, and episodes were mixed by Brandon Strader. This production is copyrighted 2020 by Fool and Scholar Productions, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Vengroff. Thank you for listening. Hope that the Archon watches over you.
EC Comics presents
The Vault of Horror.
Got him. No one touch him. Don't touch him. Is anyone hurt? Father Reggie.
I just got a scratch. You hit him just in time.
Reggie? Mr. Farnham, are you all right?
He clawed both legs, but it's not bad. Reggie, you don't look good.
No, I'm not feeling too good. Oh,
me either. My heart, it's racing. In fact, I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, me too.
No. Those with the werewolf bites or even scratches are contaminated. Nothing can save you from this hideous fate. The werewolf's victims become...
werewolves!
The first season is available now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.